Well, there was an emergency government meeting today in Lebanon, but still no solution to the garbage crisis there. Trash is piled up in heaps on the streets of Beirut, sparking angry protests by thousands of people in recent days. The protests are being organized by activists under the banner, "You Stink." Joining us now from Beirut is Rami Khoury, a syndicated columnist for The Daily Star and a senior public policy fellow at the American University of Beirut. And Rami, why isn't the garbage being picked up?
Well, the garbage is just one element of many different issues that cause real pain and frustration and anger to millions of citizens. You have electricity cuts, you have increasing salination of the home water supply because of the dropping water tables, terrible public transport. The education system is in bad shape. So there's many, many problems. The trash problem was the one that broke the camel's back, I guess we'd say, because the accumulation of huge piles of garbage, you're talking of, you know, piles of garbage that were 30 or 40 yards long and 10, 15 yards high, you know, little mountains of garbage right in the middle of every block in the city. And it created, it was annoying at first, and then it's a health hazard. But what it mostly showed was that the government was both incompetent and uncaring. It didn't care what happened to ordinary citizens, and it was incompetent in addressing this issue. And most people felt that there was huge corruption in the government because of the way these contracts were given. So the garbage was just one element that pushed people over the edge to finally go out and protest as they did.
And you say that this larger movement is sort of like a delayed coming of the Arab Spring to Lebanon, which it did not touch in the first round.
That's true. The Arab uprisings that started in early 2011 were basically popular uprisings against corrupt, brutal, and oppressive governments like Tunisia, like Syria, like Egypt. And people were feeling the pain of being physically oppressed by their government, thousands of people thrown into jail, beaten up by police, et cetera, et cetera. That never happened in Lebanon because we don't have a strong central government. Power is very decentralized, and there's actually a weak central government. Historically, it's been weak, but it's never been incompetent and uncaring the way it has been in the last few years. So what the people are rising up against in Lebanon is the combination of the lack of any sense of feeling among government officials that they really care about what's happening in the lives of ordinary citizens, the corruption that permeates a lot of the government in the eyes of many of the protesters, and the incompetence in addressing issues that are pretty mechanical issues like delivering water and picking up the garbage. So it's that combination of things. So in the totality of the demonstrations and in the government response, we're seeing a very clear mirror reflection of what happened in the uprisings in other Arab countries. The only difference is the numbers are smaller here. We had about 20,000 people out the other night on Sunday night. We'll see what happens this weekend. But there's no doubt that there is a huge support for these demonstrations by the silent majority. I would say clearly over half the Lebanese people support these demonstrations.
And Lebanon, of course, in a very important spot on the globe, right there with the Mediterranean Sea off to the west, Syria surrounding it on a couple of sides, and then Israel also bordering Lebanon. Is the U.S. likely to get involved here and make it known what Washington supports in this fight?
Well, Washington, throughout the last couple of decades in the Middle East, has been speaking about promoting democracy and supporting citizen rights and freedom of expression and all of these things. And it said that the ambassador said that again yesterday here, that, you know, the demonstrators should have the right to demonstrate peacefully. The problem is that the overall American policy has been for decades to make sure that Lebanon is weak and cannot ever be a threat to Israel. And this is the real problem. So when the Lebanese army tries to buy some fancy equipment from somebody, the U.S. starts threatening it and says, you can't buy, we won't give you money, or we'll block the export of military hardware, because the U.S. just doesn't want Lebanon to have any any kind of military power that could possibly threaten Israel. Of course, that policy backfired because what happened was Hezbollah came into being, and Hezbollah is much more powerful militarily than the Lebanese government. So the consequences of American policies over the years have been really quite ineffective in most cases. So people just don't pay much attention to what the U.S. says anymore, unfortunately.
That's Rami Khoury, a syndicated columnist for the Daily Star and a senior public policy fellow at the American University of Beirut, joining us from Beirut, Lebanon, where there have been these protests going on. Rami, thank you.
Thanks. Glad to be with you.